Prayer, The X Factor by Maria Fontaine.
This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. 1 John 5:14. Through intercessory prayer, we can bring our petitions to God for anything that is according to His will. Although prayer is a spiritual effort and labor, it is part of our service for Him and others, as we pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests, and are alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. As the Lord has instructed us repeatedly in His Word, prayer is essential to every aspect of our lives, our walk with Him, our service for Him, and our witness to others, which is why we are told to devote ourselves to prayer and to pray without ceasing. The Lord once said in prophecy, "This revolution was born in prayer, prospered in prayer, and will only fulfill its great commission to be a light in the darkness of this day through prayer. You will only find the power to accomplish the tasks I have set before you through prayer." We think thousands of thoughts every day, and many of these can be turned into prayers. This is a habit that has to be formed, but it's wonderfully effective in learning to pray without ceasing. You don't have to make a list of things to pray for all day long. When a person or situation comes into your thoughts, you can turn it into a prayer to the Lord. So often when I stop and pray and reflect on things, the Lord brings what is important to mind, or He reminds me of important things that I had forgotten. He often gives me good ideas during those times. And when He does, I realize that if I hadn't stopped and taken that time, I would have missed all that. I see the importance of taking time just to stop and prayerfully think about things, to tune into the Lord, asking Him to bring whatever He wants to my remembrance. Over the years, we have learned so much about how to pray more effectively, on target, in jubilation, proactively, and fervent and effectual prayers, which the Bible tells us will avail much. We should continue to exercise all that we have learned about prayer in our everyday witnessing and work, asking the Spirit to work in and through us to reach others. Prayer can change what feels to you like the same old routine into a new one with unexplored possibilities, where there is untapped potential to be uncovered. As you pray and ask the Lord to work through you, He will guide you to speak to or share a tract with that lost soul, or talk to that needy person, or minister to someone whose faith needs a boost of encouragement. Prayer is a vital ingredient to your witness and example of faith to others, as it is your link to the only one who can anoint and empower us to love others with the love that He first gave us. One way to remind ourselves of the importance of prayer is to take a few minutes to reflect on times in your life when prayer made the difference. It can be anything, ranging from that boost of energy that the Lord gave you when you were tired and needed to keep going just a little longer, to that time when a prayer protected you or saved your life or resulted in an important outcome for someone you love. Remembering and knowing that the Lord has answered prayer in the past and has promised to always hear our petitions and respond according to His perfect will and plan is a good reminder of the importance of prayer. Develop the habit of praying each day for people you interact with and witness to, and teach the people you minister to and follow up on to pray personally and make prayer a pillar of their relationship with the Lord. Pray for their spiritual growth and that the Lord will help them to reach their full potential in whatever place of service He has for them. Pray also that the Lord will guide you to people who are seeking Him, even if they don't know it themselves. Also ask Him for a spirit of humility and love, true love and concern, and a shepherd's heart and understanding of others. Pray for wisdom and boldness in sharing the message, and yet the harmlessness of doves. There's a time to pray on the go, and there's a time to do some real paving the way in the Spirit through fervent prayer. As you connect with the Lord personally, you will be empowered by His Spirit to manifest His love for others throughout the day. As you devote time to prayer, whether at the beginning or end of your day, you can commit every concern, need, and care to Him, knowing that He will hear your prayers and act as He knows best in each situation. Every person, receptive or not, needs your prayers. Make a point of praying for every person that you cross paths with. Even if you aren't able to speak to someone or they reject your approach, pray for their soul and ask the Lord to lead them to Him somehow. If you miss a chance to witness to someone or lead them to the Lord, you can still beseech Him to give them a second chance to find Him. As you go about your daily life, you can commit every aspect to the Lord, including your interactions with others and your witness to those whom the Lord brings across your path. You can pray that the anointing of the Lord's Spirit will work in and through you so that your light will shine brightly before others to guide them to Jesus. Jesus. Prayer is like a golden thread woven throughout the beautiful tapestry of your life. That golden thread will be an unbroken line weaving in and out of every part of the tapestry, every part of your life and work for me. As you keep the prayer fires burning in your heart, my Spirit will give a golden shine to everything that you put your hand to.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.